Yeah, I have you.
There we go. Coach, thank you very much for joining us this evening. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. You are our final guest of the show here, so you know what better way to end this thing than by talking some Duke's football. Like I was just you know, explaining to our listeners, 4-7 for you last year overall, 2-5 in the LCL, a mark you're looking to improve upon here this year. You got some good senior leadership back to sort of help move things in the right direction. What's kind of the general outlook on your team at this point?
Yeah, you have some great senior leadership at good spots. You know, C.J. Pullen is a returning quarterback linebacker for us, and then our leading rusher and another linebacker, Nathan Patfield's back. But, you know, we really have a lot of young, new guys around them. We graduated, you know, six seniors that really have been four-year, two-way starters. So got a lot of guys trying to fill those holes, but been, you know, great competition in camp so far. So I think it's going to be an interesting year. You know, your typical, if we can stay healthy and take care of the football, you know, we're gonna be a tough game each week, I feel.
You know, Rob, when you took over the program, you had right around 20 players, and it was pretty thin. You're up around 50 kids this year. How different does that make practice for you? How much more competitive does that make practice for you?
I think we're starting to see that ripple effect this year. You know, last year we had 50. This year we have 45 out, and you know, we're able to see different things and have those competitions and change a depth chart and push guys a little bit more through those sort of motivational ways to where, you know, years one and two where there was only one name on that depth chart, there wasn't really much competition or motivation there. So now we got, you know, great leadership and guys that understand what need to be done and push each other and encourage each other and fight with one another. So that's hopefully going to roll into games and just make us better competitors on Friday night.
Coach, something we've asked a number of the other guys here this evening, and something that certainly applied to your team last year, the close games. I know some of those didn't quite go your way last year. So, you know, what's the key to getting over that hump and winning some of those tight ones here in 2022?
Yeah, just focus on the details and finish, and it's been a mantra throughout our camp so far this summer is we have to finish. You know, we were knocking on the door last year in a lot of different games, and, you know, whether it was something that didn't go our way, we got to live and play the next down and focus and pay attention to the details and ultimately just finish and push through when the going gets tough.
Coach, looking at this season's schedule, you got two non-conference games right out of the gate at Western Reserve and then at Mapleton before you see Plymouth at home before jumping into Lorain County League action. So that's an interesting non-conference schedule there. What do you make of those two road games to kind of kick off the campaign?
Yeah, very interesting. Going to be tough. You know, Western's been really good the past 2 years towards the top of their region and in the playoffs and, you know, beating St. Paul and competing in that Firelands Conference and, you know, so that's a tough opener and going to their place. I'm sure it'll be a tough place and atmosphere as all away games are week one. You know, and then Mapleton, they'll be much improved. You know, Matt Stafford does a great job and knows the wing T, and he had a young quarterback last year that's back this year. And, you know, I look for them to take that next step and be better in his third year there. So, you know, tough two games on the road, and then even the one coming home, Plymouth is new to the schedule with the new London situation. So, and they're big and physical and want to be in the phone booth. So it's a great warm up for our confidence. But we'll see what we got when we come home for the first time, week three.
Coach, what's you know, between now and the opener on the 19th against Western Reserve, what's the biggest you know, thing you're trying to see your team improve on, or at least focus on heading into the start of the regular season?
Just getting down the details. You know, we had a nice little football night in Wellington today where we practiced together K through 12, and then had a little inter-squad scrimmage after, and before we took the field, we had some film study off of Saturday, and you know, just have you know, a lot of small young team growing pain details to work through, and you know, let's focus on getting those details down and finishing this week strong and feeling good about where we're at heading into Monday and our normal typical week for week one next week.
There you go. Good stuff, Coach. Well, thank you very much for the time this evening. Sorry to run things a little short as we hit the top of the 9 o'clock hour here, but I'm sure I'll be pestering you for those Friday night forecast show interviews here in the coming weeks. So thank you again very much for the time, and all the best of luck to you and the Dukes this year.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you guys for everything.
Good luck to you, Rob.